What's going on, everybody? Thanks for tuning in to Hogo City Radio. I'm your host, Andrew Douglas. We got the pregame going on for Murphy's Law tonight, going down One Center Square in Houston, right down the street from my house. Come see us there. I also got Double G with me. Let's start hogoing to Murphy's Law and beer on Hogo City motherfucking radio. Obviously, Zach, obviously you talk in the mic in front of your face. All right, everybody, what's up? Andrew Bedlam on the mic. Thanks for hanging out with us. I also got this lovely bastard here beside me.
Talking about my man,
Black Zach, the Double Z, fresh back in the country. You know, they tried to boot him out. You know what I mean? They tried to keep him out of America. But now he has returned. So, Zach, why don't you say what's up to everybody?
What's going on, Buck?
I think he got zapped from the microphone because he's a bitch. Did you get bit? Do I need to get you a pop screen?
I'm not touching this mic again.
There's a pop screen right in front of you.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, so you could, like, yeah, you could use that, and then that won't happen, and you won't spit in my microphone.
Yeah, fuck you.
All right, so while Zach fucks with his microphone, you know, he's a real asshole. He doesn't usually shut the hell up. So, but now he wants to act like he's all shy and shit. But one thing's for sure, I do know he was asking me to play The Wheels. And he was like, have you ever heard of The Wheels? And I was like, asshole, I play The Wheels on here goddamn every week. And we've had the drummer on here. Like, fuck you. Thanks for listening. But either way, here's some of The Wheels with I Wanna Get Drunk from my man Black Zach.
Pogo is actually, it's a historic dance already, and I just heard from my friend Alan, who just came over on the boat, that it's out, it's over. So, just as a historic reference, the pogo has been done like this.
I don't wanna be, I don't wanna be here. I'd rather stay at home with my back and drinking lots of beer. Not one week fucking suck, like a steel captain. Get drunk tonight. I wanna slam and pogo dance.
right, that was the Wheels on Pogo City Radio. And I guess we're going to do a little twofer from the Wheels. And Be Like You, coming off the Wheels of Same Week. That was the Wheels, a little twofer there. I guess I'm in a good mood because I got my good buddy Zach here with me. So now I'm sure you guys know, Zach, you know, we didn't even do any kind of sound check on you, and now I'm seeing you want to mumble in the fucking mic and shit. So why don't we get you talking a little bit? Now, you guys, of course, all the locals would know
Holy
who Black
shit,
Zach
man.
Was.
Holy shit, like, you're just talking. You're talking forever.
That's because you're not fucking talking.
Well, I mean.
But Black Zach, famously, the guitar player of the Bedlam Punks, famously. So, kind of killing the show right now, my man.
I don't know what you want me to do, man.
I want you to talk and be Zach, the loudmouth asshole.
I mean, you gotta give me talking about something. You gotta give me a topic to talk about. I don't come on talking about just random shit.
Hey, I do all the time, dude.
Yeah,
I do all the time.
That's why you did all the talking
all the time.
Back in the day.
Well, we
you
get all the fuck you.
All the talking. We're getting, still doing all the talking.
We're fucking getting out to Murphy's Law tonight. So
man,
Zach, what's the last show you've been to?
The last show.
Talk in the fucking microphone.
I'm talking
there
into the
go.
Fucking mic.
You should
man.
Hear yourself coming through. That should be your evidence right there.
All right, yeah. The last show we went to, I went to go see Black Dahlia Murder.
Oh, that's some bullshit.
Black Dahlia
that
Murder
don't count.
Fucking all,
fuck
all
that
Parish.
Noise.
That's
shut
pretty sick, man.
I
saw him in fucking Syracuse.
Yeah, fun.
The
fun.
Last
How long ago
show,
was that?
That was fucking oh my
a
God.
Long time ago.
2011.
Itself.
So yeah. Wait, the last show
the last
I went
real
to,
show. Good
la-
show.
Last fucking show I went to, fucking Balzac, man.
Oh Jesus,
are you fucking serious?
Christ, come on, dude. Have you ever
Balzac.
Been to a good show?
Yeah, I fucking saw Balzac. Balzac, didn't
fuck you in the Misfits.
Yeah,
but,
yeah, in the Misfits,
dude. That was a very long time ago.
Yeah,
at
man.
Rock. That was
I've
a
been
very
doing,
long time.
I've been
ago.
Kind of busy. I've been kind of fucking
I
busy.
Have like, I have like, I don't know. The Pogo crew has like 6 shows planned out of over the next like. You know, 6 weeks, 7 weeks.
Yeah, I can't support that. Yeah, I can't support that. I'm kind of busy. I have a whole fucking life.
Now, Zach, of course, you know, one of the punk rock dads that we regularly have on Pogo
yeah.
City Radio, along with Sean Bedlam, who you guys can catch at Murphy's Law tonight, that crusty fuck Josh, who should have been here already, and you guys will see. And, of course, we got the lovely Rude Will Jessica. You guys can catch the Pogo Crew down at 1 Center Square. Now, Zach, he's a real piece of shit, so I like to talk shit on him. So this next one is dedicated to him.
Don't you owe me money?
The Toy Dolls, probably. Probably.
Yeah. What's the matter? What's the matter? I've got asthma and I can't breathe. I went to the doctor and he gave me one of these.
Zach has asthma.
I've got asthma and I cannot breathe.
Can't breathe at all.
I've got an inhaler with me. I am choking and my face is blue.
Blue and it's getting worse.
I just do not know what to do. Cause I've got
asthma.
Yes, I've got
asthma.
Yes, I've got asthma.
Yeah, that was I've Got Asthma for that rat bastard, Black Zach.
I don't have fucking asthma.
Yeah, you do, you
I had
bitch.
Asthma when I was like 8, man. Like, you didn't even know what happened. I had one asthma attack. And
sure, it wasn't necessarily asthma.
We cured it. We're not telling you guys about the cure.
By the way, that crusty fuck Josh decided to grace us with his presence. Now,
I have no idea what you're talking about. I'm not here.
He's being a Zach's beer bitch at the moment. And,
I don't have to insult everybody.
Now, Zach here, sitting right next to me,
yeah,
got a brand new guitar that I just took him to go pick up. So why don't you talk
to
everybody?
Fucking minivan. I have asthma. You drive a fucking minivan.
I'm not sure which one's worse. Anybody want to weigh in on this? Get back to us.
Yo, my minivan has a bigger engine than the fucking station wagon I had before it, so both of you can suck my fucking dick.
You went from
dick.
A station wagon to a minivan.
Who the fuck do you think you're talking to?
Talking to the dude with a minivan and a former Mohawk.
English, motherfucker! Do you speak it?
Used to be a lot cooler. You walked everywhere.
Fucking. So talk to me about the goddamn guitar, you dickhead.
Yeah, so I go with like more metal guitars. I got a couple Jacksons. I got a couple fucking Gibsons. Well, just one Gibson SG. But, you know, I've been playing some fucking pussy shit. I've been playing Red Hot Chili Pepper stuff. So
oh, Jesus Christ.
I had to get the telly, man. I had to get the Bruce Springsteen you. Style. You're from New Jersey, man. The boss is the boss for a reason.
Yeah, okay. But, like, not. Oh, my God. I don't have a goddamn church.
You don't like Bruce Springsteen?
I do somewhere. I like Born to Run. I like the East Street Band. I don't like fucking.
Hey, you know where Big Man's dead? The black guy?
You mean fucking
man.
Clarence?
Yeah, he's fucking dead.
Yeah, I know. I remember when he died. That was a good album cover, The Born to Run. That's a pretty famous album cover. Similar to the blank CBH, the fold out. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, this is a punk show, right? And we're over here talking about fucking Bruce Springsteen.
The A side of the album jacket, you know, folds out to the B side, and then you see the rest, and that was Bruce. I'm talking, you fucking asshole.
You're talking
I
to me?
Can't get
you're
you a goddamn bottle opener while I'm talking in the fucking
I'm talking
microphone.
To fucking Josh.
All right? It's very distracting. Very distracting. But the album jacket, Clarence on the B side, Bruce on the A side, and when you opened it up, they were standing back to back with the saxophone
one,
and the Telecaster. So Zach's got this Telecaster plugged in. Let's fucking hear this piece of shit.
I'm I'm not playing for you.
Play the fucking guitar. Play something good. Don't play no pussy ass shit. Don't play no pussy ass shit. Yeah, give me some distortion. Be a man.
Play Pussy Riot. Pussy Riot.
Remember, you're from the East Coast, you fucking pussy. You're from the East Coast.
Yeah, I didn't know I was going to play, so I mean, you got to give me a second here.
Yeah, it's actually, oh, wait, I can't be playing the stoner fucktard shit that I've been playing. Fucking lame ass. Play. Let's hear something good. All right, so what are you thinking of the new Telecaster?
I mean, I still got to get used to it. You know, I'm used to a little bit lower action. I'm used to something with a little bit more, you know, girth to it. But
you could adjust the fucking action, can you not?
Like, it's low enough,
man. Oh,
you know,
wait,
it's a whole different style.
You like
Did
the girth?
Did you say girth? Yeah, I know, you like, man. You fucking prick. Yeah.
Yeah. Zach loves the girth. You should have heard him. He was literally talking about how he doesn't like the thickness of cocks in his mouth when we were coming up the stairs.
He was describing how he sucks his dad's dick, and I was like, bro, I mean, I can't support it. Like, it's just too much fucking girth. So I mean, if you want to, I don't like sucking his dad's dick as much. He likes to suck it, but
wait,
I mean,
but he does suck it. In fact, he does suck it.
I'm telling Rude Girl. I'm going downstairs and telling Rude Girl.
Yeah, telling the Rude Girl. The Rude Girl. All this talk's making me a little nervous. So why don't we shift our pogo to Iggy Pop and some nervous exhaustion requested by my man Black Zach.
We'll be right back.
That was Iggy Pop with a Nervous Exhaustion. Coming, what, in 2001 or some shit, Zach?
2003.
Something like that. There you go.
If you ever listen to Iggy Pop by himself without the Stooges, it's fucking garbage.
Well, it's then why'd you tell me to play that?
Because it's a good song, man. Skull Ring's the shit. It's that same ring. I think that's the ring that he has with Johnny Depp. Johnny Depp and fucking Iggy Pop and some other fucking nerd. They got like Skull Rings together or whatever.
Really? That's kind of lame.
It's Keith Richards. I don't know.
That's a. How did Johnny Depp get in the mix with Iggy Pop and Keith Richards?
Johnny,
see, that's what makes it lame. The fact that Johnny Depp.
What are you talking
about,
Johnny? I mean, I'm not like. You know, what I'm saying is Johnny Depp hangs out with Iggy Pop. Anybody who says like, "Yeah, I hang out with Iggy Pop," I mean, you gotta be okay. I don't give a fuck who it is. It could be fucking Brad Pitt. Like, yeah, me and Iggy Pop are hanging out. Like, okay, now you're
me
cool.
And this bag of skin hang out.
Yeah. It's actually a skin carrying
bone.
Have
you guys seen pictures of Iggy Pop with no fucking shirt on lately? Jesus Christ.
Oh, God, yeah, I have.
Steven Tyler or Iggy Pop? I think Iggy Pop still got Steven Tyler beat.
Yeah, on, like, a dead body walking?
yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah. Keith Richards is better than both of them. He looks healthier than both of them.
Heroes get remembered, but legends never die. Remember that. I always like to say that fucking Iggy Pop is fucking Anthony Kiedis, the fucking dude from Red Hot Chili Peppers. Yeah. That's his dad. It's got to be his dad.
This is your second Red Hot Chili Peppers reference in the show's been on for 22 minutes. What is going on, my man?
Did I do that?
This is your second Red Hot Chili Peppers reference.
Hey, I
swear to God, this kid was in a punk band.
Yeah, I was.
And fucking went to punk shows.
A decade ago.
And like, it was funny. We were talking about the fucking Misfits and Balzac show. Funny how he calls it a Balzac show. I definitely call it a Misfits show. But
do you remember when I used to have the fucking cut with the Balzac written on the back on the shoulders?
Oh, the vest. Yes, we've talked about it.
Yeah, with the vest.
With just balls.
Yeah, just balls.
And the Zach never came.
Yeah, your fucking girlfriend never finished it for you, bro.
Roxy.
Yeah. No, not Roxy. It was fucking Megan, man.
Megan.
Yeah, yeah.
Fucking Megan.
Yeah, a century
wow,
ago, dude.
That's way back.
That's
in the
way
day.
Back.
Yeah.
That
yeah.
would be the girl where I left a bloody condom under Krusty Josh's
and
pillow.
And she was a racist fucking prick, too.
And you guys wonder why I'm a fucking.
Yeah. Yo, her cousin was racist. She was a racist.
She accused me of like a fried chicken because I'm a fucking black dude. And she definitely called.
That was her cousin.
Can I say the N word on this show?
I mean, you're black, so I guess so.
She called me a fucking nigger.
Yeah, well, I mean, yeah, that is.
I think, I mean, like, you know, for
she
did gigs.
No, I remember her cousin. I don't remember
what
her.
What the fuck's
doing
her cousin?
That. I'm not gonna say her cousin's name right now. It was her cousin.
Holy shit.
That wasn't her. That wasn't my girlfriend.
Okay,
you're confusing girls right now.
So now I'm not confusing things. Yeah. I just now found out that you dated a whole family of racists.
Oh, you!
I just now found this fucking out.
Shut up.
Who the fuck is this guy?
Just because you bang somebody, it doesn't mean you dated them.
That's a good point. That's a very good point. No, we were talking about the fucking Misfits show, and we're also talking about the Anti-Nowhere League show.
Oh,
and
the Blanks Anti-Nowhere League show. It's a little
that
infamous.
That was sick.
It
sick.
Was a great show. Also a little infamous,
sick.
Though.
I got thrown out. Well, not like thrown out for like partying. I got
more like he got knocked out.
What's your definition of knockout? Definition.
Well, I mean, there's a technical knockout, which is basically the discretional on the ref side.
Oh, he definitely took the TKO.
Yeah. You know, I don't know if that
I was rolling around with a different girl who's definitely not racist while this happened. But why don't you tell the story, Zach?
Well, I mean, you know, I was a little fucked up, but you know, all I remember is this. You know, Anti-Nowhere League comes on. You know, after the Misfits or not Misfits, fucking Blanks. After Blanks comes on, that was a great fucking party. But fucking Anti-Nowhere League comes on, and I think they're playing fucking Chocolate fucking Soldier, and
Chocolate Soldier.
So I'm British. Fucking dancing around and having a good time. But then some fucking dude, you know, he had a fucking, you know, shaved fucking head, you know, sees me fucking partying, and he decides that that's not a fucking thing, so he proceeds to fucking punch me in my fucking face, which, you know, it's I could fight back, except for there was like 30 of
them. A lot of Nazis there that particular night?
Nazis run deep. So, yeah, I got fucking stomped out and fucking beat the fuck up, apparently from what I remember, from the next morning. And what was it, Joey Knox? Joey Knox supposedly came to my
Chris Burke.
Chris Burke.
Chris Burke. Jesus Christ. Everybody around here, listen, you'd know him if you saw him. Chris Burke.
You say that about everybody, man.
You'd know him if you saw him.
Literally.
He's about 4 foot tall tattoo artist.
I'm going to tell you something about
him. Wider than he is tall.
I'm going to tell you something about me and Andrew. So, like, there's my friend Andrew and then the dudes that he hangs out with. I don't know these fucking people.
Yeah, fuck you. Yes, you do. You fucking asshole.
I used to have a drinking problem.
Yes, he did. You used to have a cough medicine drinking problem at one point. Also, you fucking loser.
I hear you, bro. My whole life is a fucking blur.
Yeah, yeah.
Not my whole life. Just like the, you know, my teenage years into my early 20s doesn't really exist. So
it kind of never happened. He's not sure.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Well, I can't definitely sure on the details, really.
I mean, the
general concept. What, you know, I been there, done that. You know, that's literally how I take my whole life.
I can't believe you just asked me if Joe fucking Knox came to bat for you.
That's what
a bunch
this fucking dude always says. He always says like, yeah, remember the anti-Norleaks fucking show where I saved your fucking ass? I'm like, save my ass. I woke up the next morning and my fucking eye was black, and I am black.
No, but Chris Burke was the one who pulled them off of you, and then Joe
Chris Burke
came and tapped me, and then by then the bouncers were already, and this chick I was with was really hot, and you guys already had it seem to be taken care of, and I missed all the drama. Like, I really didn't know what was going on.
I want to tell a story about the fucking
exploded
show.
Like, I didn't know it was a race
war.
I thought you just got, like, punched in the face.
It's hard to be a black punk rocker, man. It's not a race war. Like, that's literally my entire fucking life. You can't be a black dude from Southside East and listen to fucking Def Leppard and fucking Guns N' Roses. Not
Yo,
a fucking thing.
Hysteria, you're such a loser. At least listen to good hair metal. Like,
okay, so my music taste changed over time, but you know. I got into some good stuff later on.
Let's get some.
It's true though. The punk rock scene is predominantly white. It really is.
We're not doing the fucking Black Lives Matter right now on fucking BOGO fucking TV.
Zach, right. Like, I'm not about all that.
We're not doing that right now.
Don't punch me in the face because I'm black.
Don't fucking hit me, man. You know what I mean? Like, I'll fight back. I'm 28 now, and I fucking, you know, may or may not have, doesn't matter. Don't fucking, we're not doing this fucking black thing right now.
And you know what else you shouldn't
I'll
do?
I'll just start calling you Token.
Oh, Jesus.
I support it.
All right. One thing you should never do is accidentally take a bunch of piss medication. And,
oh, my fucking God. Man.
Accidentally overdose and not pee right for like 3 months.
3 months? I couldn't piss right for fucking years.
We'll get
years.
To that story later.
Years.
Here's Blank 77 with pills.
All of all.
So, long story short, Zach, ironically, taking coincidentally, taking a piss right now, but back in the day, Zach was trying to take a bunch of, I don't know, painkillers or something like that, and kind of switched up bottles with this medicine that this this girl used to have to take because she had a problem with her bladder and she used to pee the bed. She was like, you know, like 20. And she used to pee the fucking bed, so she had this medication to relax her bladder that she would take at night. Zach goes in the nightstand, thinks he's grabbing whatever, grabs the pee pills, takes, like, the whole goddamn bottle, and the rest... Hey, Zach, we're talking about how you accidentally took a bunch of piss medication, a bunch of anti-piss medication. And he's nowhere. I think he's trying to get in the room.
Well, no, yeah. we got the door thing figured out.
He's having trouble with the door. Yeah, but now he's Zach making a ruckus.
That's the thing that we should do. That's actually a smart idea, Zach. No, nobody on Pogo heard that.
Thought anyway, what? What's the smart thing to do?
To use the doorknob as a key.
I do just, that all the time. I do.
Yeah, just turn it around and you do that?
Yes. Oh, you're okay. The one who closed the door all the way, not me. All
right. Whatever.
So now, do we cut this out or do we leave it in the show?
Leave it in. It's punk rock, bro.
There you go. All right, Zach. So what happened to you after you took about, I don't know, what was it, 30, 40 bladder relaxation pills or whatever?
Let's back this the fuck up. We were partying. We were partying for...
Oh, don't tell this chick's name, by the way. Leave her nameless.
All the ladies, the fucking women in your life are just like, no, leave her
all
nameless.
All the winners. Winners Andrew Bedlam has been with.
No, don't say her name. Oh, not that one either. Oh, my God. You remember her? No, Nick, don't do it. Yeah. So, we're partying for like a couple days or whatever. And I was coming to a pretty quick.
English, motherfucker, do you speak it?
A quitty pick.
Yeah, a quitty pick. A quitty pick fucking come down, and I was trying to avoid that, right? So I'm going through his girlfriend's fucking, her mom's medicine cabinet, and couldn't find anything there, so I just go into the general bathroom, and I just, you know, grab whatever fucking bottle of pills, you know, whatever's orange, and has a label on it. You know, I was like, what, we're 15 at the time?
You probably were. I was like 18.
Yeah, you fucking pervert.
I wasn't fucking you. Yeah.
Are you sure?
At this point, fucking, so I go in there, and I grab fucking, you know, orange fucking bottle with a label on it, just fucking pound those fucking pills. It was probably about, yeah, you're right, about 30 of them. About fucking 30 of them, you know, not trying to OD or nothing, just trying to fucking not fucking feel the pain of a come down, if you know what I'm talking about. And so you know, fucking couple hours go by, and I'm like, man, I'm not feeling anything. Like, I still feel sick. What the fuck is going on? And I tell Andrew, I'm like, hey, man, what the fuck is in this, you know, what were these pills that I just gave me? Or I just took. And he was like, did you take these pills?
No, you didn't take those pills, do you, dude?
I was like, yeah, what the fuck?
He was like, am I going to die? Yeah, I was like, nah, no, dude, you're not going to die.
He starts fucking laughing his ass off. He's like cracking. I'm like, oh, my fucking, dude, what's going to happen? What the fuck is going on? And I was like, those are, not saying her name. Those are her piss pills. And I'm like, oh my, what the fuck does that mean? He goes, she wets the bed. Oh my God, you mean I'm taking piss pills? Like, yeah, bro. So, like, he makes fun of me for taking 30 fucking anti-piss pills.
Yo,
the problem
is
he's dating a fucking chick who wets the fucking bed.
Yo, that chick tried to stab me that night. You remember that?
There's a whole lot of things.
She definitely tried to stab me with a leopard print switchblade. I admit, that would have been a very punk rock way to die. That would have been a pretty punk rock way to die. But I'm glad it didn't happen, but I almost got stabbed to death.
Now I know.
Crazy Cuban chick with a leopard print switchblade.
I know who you're talking about now. I know.
You didn't know the whole time?
No, I don't. I know
huge tits. Like
I know about the person that she
written about
will not be named.
As much of an ass man as I am, I get plenty of girls with huge tits.
Plenty of girls with huge
like
tits.
Huge
moving on.
Tits.
So, wait, hold on. So Zach doesn't have huge tits.
He is my bitch.
Your fucking
bro.
Mother
he
does.
Is my bitch.
So anyway,
I wish he did.
Kind of weird shit. These white boys. So I take these fucking pills and I'm freaking out and fucking, you know, he laughs in my fucking face, tells me they're fucking piss pills. Long story short, I literally don't piss right for like 4 fucking years. Like, I feel like I'll have a sip of water and I'll feel like I have to piss like so fucking bad. Literally an inch of piss comes out.
When he was in rehab back in the day,
oh
they
my
thought
God.
He was getting high in the bathroom.
Yo.
Because he kept going to the bathroom.
Because
so
those
much.
Fucking piss pills, they make me feel like you have to fucking
but
pee.
But nothing
dude.
Would come out
nothing.
Like having kidney stones.
And I'm just standing there over the fucking bathroom just, and either I think I'm fucking myself in the ass or I fucking have a problem with my fucking dick, which... No, the latter was true. I had a serious problem with my fucking dick. Thanks to his fucking bedwetting girlfriend.
Fuck yeah. You.
Andrew fucking Bedlam. Pogo fucking city. I date bedwetters.
Hell yeah. It was a Gigi Allen thing. It was a turn on for me, really.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no. Yeah, definitely the whole Gigi thing.
All right. All right. Now, one thing's for sure. If you go down to Murphy's Law tonight, you will not have to worry about any motherfucking alcohol withdrawal. So let's get there now with the parasitics.
Good morning. I have my cold beer. You have your cold beer? If not, you are fucking jabroni.
Starts off with a couple of beers. Bunch of the boys all yell and cheer. Local band starts to jam. Race to see how many we can slam. Worked all day, now let's drink it away. I said we want it.
Hey, 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 hey.
Fuck last call, alcohol withdrawal. I said we need it.
Hey, 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 hey.
Worked all day, now let's drink it away. I said we want it.
Hey, 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 hey.
Fuck last call, alcohol withdrawal. I said we need it. When there's no more beers to be had, that's the only time that we get mad. Bottles, cans, bottles, mugs. Give us booze, fuck your ass. Worked all day, now let's drink it away. I said we want it.
Hey, 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 hey.
Fuck, let's call alcohol withdrawal. I said we need it.
Hey, 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 hey.
Worked all day, now let's drink it away. I said we want it.
Hey, 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 hey.
Fuck, let's call alcohol withdrawal. I said we need it. Drink, 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 drink. Worked all day, now let's drink it away. I said we want it.
Hey! Hey, hey, hey.
Fuck, let's call alcohol withdrawal. I said we need it.
Hey, 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 hey.
Worked all day, now let's take it away. I said we want it.
Hey, 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 hey.
Fuck, let's call alcohol withdrawal. I said we need it.
I am rock and roll.
City Radio.
Motherfucking parasitics on Pogo City Radio. Now, I know I'm going to be hanging out with Larry Siddicks and Mrs. Parasitics, Janelle, tonight down in One Center Square. And remember, like I said, they're fucking recording. They're recording, so we're going to have some new Parasitics tracks soon. So look out for that shit. Now, I did have to remind my man Zach where he comes from. So let's do it again with a little bit of the Wretched Ones. And welcome to the East Coast.
drink the most. Welcome to the East Coast. That's where we drink the most. Welcome to the East Coast. That's where we drink the most. Work, drink, sleep, repeat. Work, drink, sleep, repeat. Work, drink, sleep, repeat. Work, drink, sleep, repeat.
Alright, that was the ratchet one. And we're gonna stick with some motherfucking East Coast. Got one for that crusty fucker, Josh. Here's Ezra with Indie K and East Coast Rising.
Pogo City Radio. Now, of course, Ezra being in, you know, Indie K, Morning Glory, Leftover Crack, that whole crack rock steady.
Yeah, that's
actually you didn't even say crack rock steady. Zach said that whole crack rock thing.
Yeah, I got everything. It's good shit.
Wait, yo, Ezra's doing a new thing, by the way. He's trying to get Morning Glory back together, but right now he's just going as Ezra Arrow Kyre.
Oh, we played fucking something.
Yeah, we played one of his things before. I think it was Speakers in the Sky. Maybe.
Yeah, that's what we played.
I never heard that.
Nah, we're not going
to
play
I'll
again.
I'll definitely show you.
Don't need to
right
hear
now.
Yeah.
A little off format. I do some off format, but I got to be honest, wasn't my favorite.
So, yeah, we were talking about, you know, Ezra, and when I was going to have a kid.
You do have a kid.
When I was going to have a kid.
Oh, so back in time.
When you knew you were going to have a kid, but you hadn't had one yet.
Yes.
Yeah, you're there. Oh, okay. You're there where I'm at. I was going to name my son Ezra, you know, because my initials are Z-E, you know, Zachary Emanuel, but... You know,
doesn't get much more Christian than that. Oh, Zachary Emanuel.
Sorry, Andrew Joseph. Yeah, yeah.
All right.
So I was going to do the easy thing backwards, so I was doing Ezra. You know, that's pretty good.
There you go.
And then
he had a girl.
Yeah, I had a girl child.
Girl child?
Yeah.
A girl child once had a baby doll that can cry, sleep, drink, and wet.
Bedlam boys can't make boys. We can't make boys.
I know.
So I had to change the name. But and we're also talking about what we're talking about.
You were talking about the more important part was you were talking about how even though how you guys were kind of saying what you thought about some of the song lyrics and the way people live their lives, but then started looking at it from a musical perspective,
you know,
and you said that
he was saying,
they were
he
both
was saying,
great musicians.
He was saying about fucking SZA, right?
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Okay,
Josh was saying that he didn't think. SZA, he called him a hypocrite. That's what he did. I'm trying to tiptoe around it. Zach called, Josh.
I called SZA a hypocrite.
And Zach said that he still, and so did Josh, they still love the music. And then they started talking about just the technicality of it and how taking punk rock to the next level and
Let's get into this real quick. So, you know, I listen to punk music a little bit. But, you know, I'm in the military, right? So being in the military, you're like, oh, how are you a punk rocker in the military? And my big answer to this, and this kind of ties into what you're talking about with SZA, is I don't owe anybody anything. Fuck you. Fuck you. I don't owe you a goddamn thing. You're telling me, oh, you know, whatever, you're a sellout, whatever it is. Like, what the fuck? Bro, I lived on Southside Easton. My mom still lives in the same apartment.
And your mom worked till she was like 75.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, night shift for night like 12 hours. Like jobs that like I have.
12 hours a day, 6 days a fucking week. And I'm a shithead kid, you know, fucking dropping out of high school.
Smoking rock.
Yeah, weird shit happened in my life. You know what I mean? So, you know, whenever I hear anybody saying like, oh, well, they said this or they did that. And, you know, now they're not living it. Like, I don't owe you anything, man. You didn't live my life. And I'm not trying to live yours. You know, do what you do.
Disclaimer.
If you don't fucking like it, then you can, you know, just as easily fuck off, right?
So basically, Zach is the, me and Zach are the same person.
Yeah, except for he's black and I'm white.
There you go.
Kill Whitey.
But you guys were talking about the complexity of the music, and you were saying what a great bass player Ezra is. And I mean, honestly, though, think about the drummers, especially Brandon, the dude that died.
Oh yeah,
how
sick,
fucking
man.
Sick!
Sick!
Like
sick.
Fucking a dude.
Sick.
Those guys could have been playing any fucking music in the world. Like they could have been playing any fucking music in the
world. A lot of
music. I feel the same way about Defiance a lot, though, too.
Defiance?
Which
oh, my God.
Mike
Errigan. That dude is sick. That dude is right, literally so, sick. Probably
so
one of
Zach,
my favorite
exactly.
punk guitar players. If you ever listened to any Bedlam stuff,
it was all Defiance ripoffs. At one point.
All my ripoffs.
I remember an Unseen cover, too. I remember an Unseen cover, too.
Oh yeah. We covered them. But
Social
we
Security.
Off,
yeah,
we ripped off Defiance.
I refined my guitar skills through playing punk rock. You know, that's a weird thing to say, right? Most people are like, oh yeah, I wasn't good enough to play real music, so I played punk rock. Like, no, I literally refined. You got some good punk players out there.
Yes, you do. You do. So Zach, since Defiance is one of your favorites, what do you want to hear?
Oh my God, Hands of a Few.
Oh, all right.
I was in high school.
Yeah, we'll go to the original.
I was in high school. I got kicked out of class one time. Yeah, we're not going to talk
Tell
about
it.
That.
Was this when you stopped attending this particular school?
Oh, we're not going to get into that
story. I was telling Josh that story.
I got necked.
About how, when Zach pulled his pants down.
Yeah,
you did tell me that story. That is honestly
it was all over pizza. You know what I mean?
It was all over pizza. Oh, and a bitchy-ass art teacher.
The coolest thing.
She was a bitch when I went there like 3 years
earlier. The coolest thing was, you know, all my friends that were, you know, in fucking Jimmy, you know, he was there. And
Clerical error.
Yeah. Well, no. Well,
don't say his last name. He's very particular about that one.
Yeah.
No. Especially him.
Yeah.
Right. We can't tell anybody that we're hanging out with Jimmy Fallon.
Yeah. Jimmy Fallon. There you go.
All my friends back. They know I'm a punk friends anyway. They all came to the school the next day wearing fuck art t-shirts.
Oh yeah. And they were wearing a free Zach shirts. Free Zach shirts.
I was Trayvon Martin before Trayvon Martin was cool.
Yes, he was. Yeah. Except you didn't quite get strangled to death. The bitch kind of
threw
away
my
pizza,
fucking pizza,
and you took
fucking
some
$5
issue.
Pizza.
She
you
took
know what
some
I mean?
Serious issue with that.
You know, hoodies or pizza? What do you want to do?
All right, so here's the Zach's high school days with Defiance and Hands of the Few. Nope, not doing it. I'm sorry, I'm not doing it. That is the wrong version. We are going to play
the original version. Yeah.
Let me make sure I get to it. I heard the guitar kick in. That's the right one.
I heard the guitar kick in for one second.
I was like, no. Nope.
It's too fast. Too
nope, not doing it. All about this intro. Here's Defiance with Hands of the Few. All right, that was Defiance on Pogo City motherfucking radio with the 7-inch version of Hands of the Few.
Defiance saves lives.
Damn right. Now, why don't we talk to you? We've been talking about Murphy's Law. See, now it's funny. Zach gave me absolute fucking crickets. That's the word I was looking for. Crickets.
Chirp, chirp.
In the beginning. Like, this motherfucker, he's as arrogant as I am. He doesn't shut up. He likes to act like I talk more, but he don't shut the fuck up. But now I'm glad that he's actually, you know, participating in the show.
That's because
so
I showed up.
Yeah, exactly. I think we're going to go into overtime. Do it a couple extra minutes. We got some more time before we got to leave and go to Murphy's Law. And we're going to keep rocking along longer than an hour, especially because there's been a lot of talking on this show. So I want to make sure we pack it full of punk rock. But before we do that, got to remind you about some upcoming shows now. We got Murphy's Law going down tonight, March 16th. Oh, day before St. Patrick's Day, by the way. Oh, God. Oh. This is not historically a good day for me. We better watch out tonight. I do not have the luck of the fucking Irish. I will tell you that much.
Hey, man, I got a $60 scotch at my house.
All right.
Oh, real fucking classic, guy.
$60 bottle of scotch.
I'm seeing two bands. Most of us seeing two bands with the name Murphy's in it this week.
We have
Murphy's and Murphy's Law same week. But anyway, that's tonight. Fucking next week we got Blanks at Bowery Electric, NYC, up the road from CBGB's, fucking blanks at the Kenny Kendra Memorial with LES Stitches, and then the Craze the next day, also part of the memorial, in Brooklyn. Now, I have heard rumors about another awesome New York Jersey band, same time period as the Craze and all that, might also be making a special performance at this. And I'm not going to say who they are because it's not confirmed to me. I just heard via the grapevine. But the band involves some girls. So we're talking about a Jersey, New York band from that time period that involves women. If you can figure out what band it is,
Pogo trivia.
Good for you. I'm not going to tell you. Unless, of course, they do actually play. And then I'll recap it. But keep your hopes up for something, a little reunion show that's going to spontaneously happen.
My hopes are up. My hopes are up. My hopes
are
up.
I think it's the Runaways.
It's the Runaway. No, it's a band split with guys and girls. So it's not the Dvotchkas. It's not.
So here's the problem.
That's an all-girl band. This is guys and girls.
Why have I been doing all 80s like hair metal band? Like, I've been, you know, the Runaways?
Like, who does that? Yeah, I know. Iggy Pop, right?
Fucker, but, you know, whatever.
Fucking, and you were bringing up Hysteria for some fucking reason.
Good album.
Hysteria. That fucking album makes me want to kill myself. Shut the fuck up. At least listen to good fucking Once Bitten Twice Shy and shit. Like, listen to good shit, not fucking Hysteria. Like,
I get hysterical.
Yeah, fucking Hysteria. Def Leppard. Fuck that Leppard. Fuck Poison. Fuck all that
Poison's
shit.
Poison's horrible.
Hey, kid,
Skinny Bop Bop. You know you had that record.
Yo, we should play. We should play Justin Bieber wild card.
Shut the fuck up.
That's not even who is that? What the fuck?
You know
what
Justin
is a
Bieber
Justin
is.
Bieber?
Like we're talking about horrible 80s hair metal, but at least it was metal. It was hair metal, but like Jesus, bro.
All right. What the fuck should we play? Let's play some U.S. Chaos.
Oh, I was going to say U.K. subs.
We'll
but
do
okay,
the U.K. Yeah. subs next. Alphabetical, my man. It's all good. I guess U.K. would come before
UK.
U.S. But we're going to do some U.S. chaos with Last Call for Alcohol. And by the way, happy birthday to Glenn Spikey, who was the first ever interview on Pogo City Radio 2 years ago about. Happy birthday to him, that old fucking man that he is. And thanks for coming on the show all them years ago. This one's for you, Last Call.
But you can't stay here. comes a time in every man's life when decisions have to be made. Whether it's toil to labor or just plain piss your days away, away, away.
Caught in a jar. Dropkick Murphys. Happy St. Patrick's Day. Now, we just caught them live on Monday. A good time with Agnostic motherfucking front. So, why don't we do some Agnostic front right fucking
play peace,
now?
Bro. Play peace.
Fucking, we got Agnostic front. What do you want to hear?
Peace or Crucified?
I was going to play Crucified. That's
yeah,
what
play
I was
Crucified.
Yeah.
Play the live version, though. Play the live version.
The live
Live at CBGB's.
Okay, all right. I don't know. Have
super fucking
that?
Sick.
All right, we're going to play the Agnostic Front live at CBGB's Crucified, if I can fucking find it. And I don't have access. We're not going to do the live one.
All right, okay.
Yeah, all right. So we are going to do the studio version of Crucified. All right, I do have the live version here. Here it is. So let's get to Agnostic Front Crucified live at CBGB's.
You ain't on this one, cause y'all drove skinheads in New York City. It's called Crucified. Let's go, let's go, Mudo. Let's see y'all put your fucking hands up! And let's hear them! I told the New York City skinheads. It's called Crucified. 1, 2, 3, go! Lead out for rain, dance this way. Live for now, stand today. See the tears of dust, you will dance it. Look around, look the other way. Save the light, find some vision. The long sun, the way to death. Let's head to New York, everybody! Let's get to death, the soul of the lock, the lock of you, the love to fight, we've got
For the skinhead army. That was Agnostic Front live at CBGB's. Gotta be honest though, dude. I've been to CBGB's. That was not fucking CBGB's.
Probably wasn't, but that was a fucking
like,
show,
I see
man.
Plenty of videos. Like, not that I was at CBGB's 12,000 times, but I was at CBGB's a good 10 times.
I sat outside
like,
of CBGB's
I definitely
once.
Know the layout of the place. I see plenty of videos. Such
don't.
And such, CBGB's. I'm like, that's not fucking CBGB's.
I'd have no fucking clue. That's why I sold it. I was like, man,
that
CBGB's.
Was an awesome version, though. I'm glad we
that
are.
Whole album, you haven't heard it. Oh, Nuts in Front, fucking live at CBGB's. The whole album is fucking sick. If you haven't had it, if you haven't heard it, fucking get it.
I'm
change
just saying, maybe at a different time the stage was lower, but like
I have no
that stage
clue.
Was way too low.
I went
to
CBGB's. Do you remember when I went to CBGB's with you? No, because I didn't go.
I was gonna say, and I don't think
lost,
you were old enough because I just made it.
I was lost in New York City. Lost in New York City, hanging out with.
Wait,
Andrew.
You were supposed to come?
Yes, with you.
Oh, I don't remember this. Talk to me. Oh what is this?
No, your dad drove us up there, bro.
I don't know about this.
Bro, with the Casualties playing? What were we doing?
I don't fucking know. I saw the Casualties play at CBGB's, but not with you.
Yeah, I was there.
I don't fucking know about that. You sure it wasn't Blanks?
And the plot sickened.
I think it might have been Blanks, and I think it was like a week before CBGB's shut down, and the league was going to be there like the following
ooh.
Weekend, and then
ooh.
They did the last hardcore matinee.
Ooh.
Am I right?
Moral of the story is I didn't go in or get in. Just like the Exploited
how
show.
Come? Why?
Do you remember the Exploited show?
Yeah, when you walked out on the Exploited to finger pop some chick. Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah. I love a skinhead.
Like, couldn't
girl.
You have just done it to her in the bathroom? Like, did you really have to go in the
do
back alleyway
she,
and miss the whole? You know,
she
that was the most
in.
Violent.
She didn't get in. She
oh,
get
she
in.
Got thrown out.
That's a whole
nother
story.
Ass
hey,
self
but
walked
no,
out.
No, hey,
that's
man,
how he
on.
Got.
Let's,
that's how he got in this girl's pants because she
on.
Got thrown out.
That's
and
a whole
he walked
story.
Out with her in protest.
It's literally a whole story. We'll get into that much, much later.
Zach always had a thing for Chelsea girls.
Oh my god.
Always had a thing for Chelsea.
Oh my god, they're so fucking hot.
He's a rude boy.
That's so fucking hot, man. You know, something about a bald head and bangs that does something to a man.
You know? All right, I'm gonna put it to you this way, right? Like Zach, right? A lot of people, he's a different kind. He's not about stereotypes, you know what I mean? But one stereotype fits Zach perfectly, and
I
that is
I love white women.
Yes, he does.
You know, it's not about whether or not I like white women. You know, the hardest thing in the world is to find a black chick who's going to tolerate, not even like, who's going to tolerate
moron.
A black dude. Yeah, fuck you. Who's going to tolerate a black chick.
Spending $700 on Telecasters.
You know what I mean?
That's not a normal
you know,
thing.
On a fucking Friday before a punk show. Like, that's not a thing that we're going to support in my community. We already said we're not going to do this right now, all right? So let's stop bringing up the race thing, Andrew. I know you feel prosecuted
well, wait,
as a black
wait,
man.
Wait. I thought that we were going to all, like, race, like, run, like, as fast as we could down to
you
the venue
slow.
In downtown Easton. I mean, I think I'd beat Andrew.
Have a race
Andrew.
To see
you.
Race
I get, you know, let's do
blocks?
That.
18 blocks?
Let's make this a race.
When's the last time you've ever ran longer than
a mile in high school in gym class?
No, fuck that. Let's talk about a quarter block. When's the last time you ran further than that? I'm telling you, I run 6 miles on a reg. Like, what do you want to do with your life right now?
All
right,
well, then at least I'll come in second.
Fuck both of you. I'll come in first because I'll be fucking driving.
Right. Well, no, that's the thing. It's a race. It's
yeah, I'll be
race.
Fucking
this
driving.
Is, this
driving
is a race for.
I'm pretty
driving
sure, I'm pretty sure any self-respecting human being can fucking outbeat a minivan.
Fuck you.
It's white, too, by the way.
Yes, oh,
yo,
white,
but, yo, Zach, let's parkour our way down to the fucking
parkour.
Venue. And
fuck
fucking...
you think I'm parkouring for? You think it's like breakdancing?
I'm the non-smoker and the most out of shape, right?
Non-smoker. What's your definition of smoking?
All right, I'm the non-tobacco smoker. I know, I smoke more goddamn weed than you guys do cigarettes. So.
I'm also not, if you will, authorized. So.
Authorized?
Yeah, you know.
Fucking what UK subs do you want to hear, you dickhead? You know, we caught them with the virus earlier this year.
Really?
Yeah, it was pretty awesome. A lot of fun.
Virus. Oh, they put out a new album. And oh, my God, it's so fucking sick.
Oh,
nah,
the fucking
you know
system
fuck
failure?
That. Yeah, fuck that. We're playing the virus system failure.
Oh, you want to hear the new? Oh, you want to hear the track system failure?
Yes.
Dude, that's my favorite track on the album. Sick. Yo, Dave's backing vocals.
It's probably
just make it with Paul.
I'd say the top three. My top three.
The virus in general?
Yeah, songs. Like, top three.
I mean, like it a whole lot.
It's so fucking good.
I do like that track a lot.
It's difficult to find a punk band that comes out, years later and puts out a decent fucking tune, but this band has not changed. They have not skipped a beat. I'm talking about The Virus, the new album. What's it called? System Failure? And here's the track, What Do You Want? By The Virus.
That was The Virus coming off the new album, Systems Failure. Now, I think we're going to be getting out of here with this next one. Now, Zach and Josh passing beers back and forth. You guys, you assholes want to say bye. It was a fun time having Zach on. Had to throw it together quickly. It's the middle of the day. We're getting ready for Murphy's Law. It's about 5 p.m. We'll see you guys there tonight. Not so often Zach's been around, so.
Yeah, I'm never home.
Hey, hope you guys.
Hey, guys, I gotta say goodbye. I really do.
Oh, don't fart in the microphone. Get that microphone
out of
your ass.
What's that shit? Fucking Airheads farting on a snare drum?
Yeah. I ain't farting on no snare drum. You know that.
I am rock and roll.
That's Brandon Fraser.
Oh yeah.
That's Brandon.
Oh,
I clipped that shit out.
Hey.
Yeah.
That's fucking. That's, oh man.
That's what he's like.
Tune.
You don't know what it's like to be at clubs and have to play for 15 minutes, and the only people that are there are the other bands and their girlfriends. Don't talk to me about rock
Except
and Andrew's roll.
Girlfriends
I am
are,
rock and roll. Huh?
Racist.
Fuck you, dude. That chick was not racist. Just because I banged her cousin doesn't mean and her cousin
I did work at a
well, no, I think what you're trying to say is racist. Just because you potentially banged a racist person doesn't make you racist.
I would love to bang a racist chick. That's why I love skinheads.
That was one of his. That was one of.
Fetish?
Yeah. I remember this one chick who really didn't like you because you were black and you really wanted her to femdom you up.
Oh. Yeah.
Zach wanted a little degradation.
There's not enough of those femdom chicks out there. If you people actually exist. Oh, did I say you people? Yeah, if you femdom chicks actually exist,
what
fucking get at it.
You people?
What do you mean? We live in a safe world.
Riggity wrecked, son!
Hey, I was talking about burnout millennials, not black people.
Hey, leave the damn millennials alone. I hate that fucking shit. You know, millennials, and they always say, like, oh, millennials are so lazy. They don't do this. They're like, you know what, man? Everyone gets a trophy because you gave us fucking trophies, man. Like, I didn't give myself a fucking
like,
trophy.
Like, you raised us, like, you dumb bastard.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I hate Sean Hannity. Like, oh, the moment this is bro, you are literally the problem. I'm not the problem. You raised the problem. So
I
want
to know what the fuck happened to Generation Y. It was Generation X. When I was a kid, I was Generation Y. Now
nah,
I'm a fringe millennial or some shit.
Yeah, no, all three of us are millennials. No,
yeah, but term came out 2 years ago. What happened to Generation
Y?
No,
it was not 2 years ago. You're just
you know what the fuck I mean.
Yeah, I know
it was
mean.
Generation Y when I was in fucking middle school.
Yes,
they weren't calling me a millennial when I was in middle school.
No, the term didn't come out yet.
And, like, I didn't have, like, my kids are born with cell phones in their hands.
Yeah,
I got a cell phone when I was, like,
generation.
17, like,
yeah, yeah,
15, maybe.
Problem,
you know what I mean? Like,
so the term millennial generally means information at your tips. So, like, we can find out, just like right now, we have a, you know.
So my dad phone, being 61 is a millennial because he has a cell phone.
No, he's not a millennial because
it's a cutoff
up,
date.
So, like, no, well, there's a cutoff date. But, like,
I know
think
that.
About when he grew. If you put your dad on here and say, play your best album, he'd be like, hold on, let me brush out the record player. Like, you know,
you
what I mean?
Record
like,
player right next to you.
Yo,
you're missing the fucking point, asshole. Like, what I'm saying is we have everything at the tips of our fingers. And that doesn't make us worse. That makes us way better. Let's talk about progress, man. You know what I mean?
Like, it's true.
It's not fuck the old people. It's like, you know, what did they say?
Fuck granddad. Boondocks.
Hey, hold on. My grandfather was a fucking coal miner. You know what I'm saying? That shit was lit as fuck.
Yo, my dad is not a coal miner, but he is a miner.
He literally pretty much might as well be a coal miner.
My dad is a miner, but he's an open top miner.
Oh, wow. That's pretty
cool. I was a miner, but I was an open top miner.
Hey, and speaking of Generation Y, there's a song by Fiddler, which is a SoCal punk band called Generation Y, which I think we might have to touch base on in a future episode.
Well, we got to get ready for fucking Murphy's Law.
Yep, we're getting out of here.
We've been on here for an hour and 20 minutes rambling. Hope you guys enjoyed the encore. Hope to see you tonight at One Center Square.
I won't
Murphy's Law, bitches. So we're going to get out of here.
Did you just not fart in the microphone?
Could you imagine if I'd have farted in the goddamn microphone? Look, get out of here. Fucking hanging
law
in Jersey the way we always like to be. I'm hoping. I told Gabe, as I said a couple episodes ago, I bet you.
Right,
I said I want.
Andrew.
Shut the fuck up. I said I wanted to see Gabe at this show. I bet you he doesn't even know it's happening. And sure enough, I hit him up. He was like, oh, what are they playing? Maybe I'll make it up there. So I hope to see that asshole there. But since we probably won't, here's his shitty ass fucking band, the Oi Scouts.
Shit. Not when we're fucking 15, bro. That shit was awesome. Fucking crazy.
Here they are with Boots for the Beatdown. Catch you guys next week.
City Radio.